I think you still have to focus on trying to make a team one-dimensional. Now, saying that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers one-dimensional is a dang good football team, so you have to focus on hopefully giving them many different looks and just trying to do what you do very well. You know, you have to try to get after them with our front four, and you have to play coverage extremely well. And, you know, being a West Coast offense, they do a lot of different looks and do the same things out of those looks. So it's really hard to get a beat on, you know, the stem of this release and the receiver or this guy lined up here. You know, there's not a lot of tendencies because they can do it with anyone. They can run the same routes with Finley, their tight end, or they can put Cobb at running back and run the ball, and they can do a lot. So you have to play your basic stuff really well, and then you have to have a few wrinkles for them. So just keep studying film and try to figure something out, but this is definitely a huge challenge.
Every once in a while, they will surprise you in the running game, though. They've done some good things there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look at the Seattle game, they were down at halftime, and they got into 22 personnel, tried to run the ball to kind of get back in the game, establish something so that Seattle just couldn't kind of pass rush on them all day. And so they do just enough there to make you respect it. And they do it out of really unorthodox looks. You know, they like to get in that shotgun and bring the tight end in the backfield and run a lead with him, or what we call the crunch play. So they do a lot. We just have to be technique sound, really. And I think a big challenge for us this week is can we tackle well in space? You know, can Rodgers going to complete some? He does a great job in the quick game. I think he's throwing about 80% completion percentage on three-step stuff. Now, can we tackle the guys when they catch it? Because yards after catch is a huge thing for them.
You say they're a little unorthodox. Can they do that because they're so talented?
No, that's something they've always done. They've always done that kind of protection. They've run out of it. It's something that they get the certain kind of West Coast protections out of 11 personnel and use Finley in a lot of different ways. So they're multi-talented. And they can go 21 personnel and put Finley out at receiver where you know, really, it's 21, so you're thinking run, but they could put him out there, run goes with a tight end. You know, they got a lot of different things they can do and interchange things. But that's why I said at the end of the day, you got to just play what you see and get after it. You know, run to the ball and make sure you don't have missed tackles, because a lot of their plays are either over the top, which we can't let anything over the top this week, and on the quick stuff, you have to make the tackles in the open field.
You don't ever want to grow your hair out like those linebackers over there?
No, I... When I got to Ohio State, we had three of them that had long hair, so I had to be different. You know, I'm not a follower. I don't want to. It was tempting, but you know, I got my ears are so big that if I had long hair, they'd just bow over the ears really bad. And if you ever put it behind the ears, it's a bad look altogether for me. Now those guys can pull it off, and Clay can pull it off, and he does a good job at it, and. But I can't do it.
James, the fact you played them last year, that helped so recently. It was about this time last year.
Yeah, you know, similar stuff. We're obviously aware of the kind of player Jordy Nelson is after last year. He's playing extremely well at a high level, and it's evident just watching on film. 12 makes it go. You know, you have to try to make him hold it. You try to take away his first read. And hope that you have somebody kind of flushing him out. Now, even when he's out of the pocket, he's one of the best quarterbacks I've seen at rolling to his left and still throwing a rifle down the field. He's one of those guys that he'll catch the ball in a shotgun, not even have his hand on the laces, and just zip it out before you can even count the two. So he's got some skills that you don't see in every quarterback. And when that happens, you have to try to disrupt him with different coverages, disrupt him with a pass rush, disrupt him with a blitz. You got to try to keep him, make him uneasy. If he feels comfortable and knows how many you're sending and how many are in coverage and what coverage, it's going to carve you apart. So you got to do a lot to study hard and throw some different stuff at him.
Does the pass rush have to be different because of his mobility?
You know, you have to just be aware of it. You know, you'll see him a lot when teams are in man coverage. He'll take off and scramble, and that's where his big runs come in. And he's one of the best at just maneuvering around the pocket and feeling pressure, yet keeping his eyes downfield. So you have to, hopefully those guys up front can take care of it. And when he does scramble, we have to stay in coverage because the ball travels farther through the air, you know. So you got to be able to stay in coverage when plaster coverage when he scrambles.
Been in a lull. Do you almost wish their breakout game would have been like a week later?
Yeah, you know, I just hope they don't have another one in the dome. I just hope they don't have another one in the dome. That's all I can say about that.
What about Jeff Saturday? Still got a lot left in the tank.
Very smart, and he can dissect defenses and different run schemes, and he can help Aaron and when to check the runs and stuff. He's just a smart overall player, and I think that shows on film.